Governor Bill Haslam is looking at new ways of increasing the number of Tennesseans enrolling in colleges, universities, and professional certification programs. He joins us today from Nashville to talk about an initiative called Drive to 55, 55% being the number of students he'd like to see in higher education by the year 2025. Thank you for joining us today, Governor.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a privilege to be on your show. But let me go back to something you said that I would like, that 55% is the number I would like to see. It's actually not what I'd like to see, but what we have to have in Tennessee for this reason. In 2025, so just 12 years from now, 55% of the jobs that will exist in Tennessee will require a two-year, four-year degree or a technical certificate. So if we don't have that percentage of the population with a degree or certificate, then there's going to be a lot of jobs that are going to be unfilled and a lot of people who won't be able to find work. So while this isn't one of those just, oh, this would be really nice if we had more people who have been to school beyond high school, it's not that at all. This is a necessity if we're going to be able to fulfill the job demands that are going to exist just 12 years from now.
What kind of businesses do you see moving to Tennessee that will require that employees have college degrees and advanced
degrees? Well, interestingly, it's not just businesses talking about moving here, but it's the businesses that are already here. Some of our largest employers are now requiring a lot more in terms of degrees or certificates than they did before, and literally twice a week or more we'll have a company say, you know, we love being in Tennessee, but we would actually grow more here and put more of our employees here if you had a deeper trained workforce. And so I think it's my job to be able to tell these employers, hey, we will have those workers, but it's also my job to put out kind of a message to our population saying, hey, what worked before won't work anymore. In terms of in the past, a large majority of our jobs, it was fine not to have, like I said, any education beyond high school. That's just not true anymore.
Governor Haslam, about two-thirds of Tennesseans are without any substantial post-high school education, putting us about 41st in the nation.
Right.
What are some of the factors in this state that contribute to the low number of people going to college here?
Well, I think some of it is kind of historical and cultural trends for Tennessee. Like I said, for a long time, we had a lot of jobs here that did not require degrees beyond high school. And a lot of folks looked around and said, hey, my parents never went to school beyond 12th grade, and my grandparents did, and they found, you know, great ways to make a living, all of which is true. But unfortunately, the world has changed now, and there just won't be that many jobs available as there were in the past that didn't require a degree. So as we look at Tennessee's gotten to be very strong in the automotive manufacturing business. We've become one of the leading states in the country. But if you go to one of the new automotive plants or one of the suppliers to the automotive plants, you realize the jobs aren't like they used to be with a bunch of people standing along an assembly line doing one manual task. It's a very computerized, automated business now, and the folks working on the plant floor have a much, much different job than they did before.
I see that 70% of Tennessee's college students start off needing remedial English and math classes before they can actually start earning college credits. What does this say about our public education system that we're not producing more college-ready students?
Well, I do think there's an issue there. I mean, So two out of every three students that go to community college need remedial work when they get there. And the scary part about that is once you take a remedial class, it's much less likely that you'll actually finish and get a degree, because a lot of students get there and they think, gosh, I'm spending all this time in class. It doesn't even count toward my degree. It's just kind of finishing high school, if you will, and they get discouraged and drop out. And so that issue is one of the big ones plaguing us as a state, that we have to change the quality of our K-12 education, like I said, to where, you know, two-thirds of the students who go to community college don't need remedial work, because that's almost a recipe for not completing.
And one of the facets of the initiative is a program within high schools to strengthen math skills and math readiness for colleges. Is that correct?
Right. So we're taking a program that was actually started out of Chattanooga State, one of our community colleges, called SAILS, which helps through a combination of online and hands-on teaching prepare that student while they're still in high school so they won't need the remedial class when they get to community college. If we can get it to where they do the remedial work while they're in high school and get ready for college, then we think their chances of graduating go up exponentially.
So the Drive to 55 initiative is a multifaceted approach, and I know you've brought together different stakeholders to address it. How are the state government, the Tennessee business community, and various colleges and universities collaborating to solve the problem?
Well, I think that's a really good question, because that's kind of the crux of the issue, is having our businesses and employers be real clear back to our educators and to the state, saying, here's what we need. And then us as state government, and then all the public education and private institutions as well, making certain that we're preparing that workforce. So I think the challenge for us is it's not going to be just one silver bullet. It's going to be more silver buckshot, if you will. It's going to take a lot of different things and approaches to make this work, because one of the things we haven't talked about yet is this isn't just about getting, you know, those 18-year-olds who finish high school to go on to get a technical certificate or a degree. It's also about the literally hundreds of thousands, it's almost a million Tennesseans who have some college credit but don't have a degree, finding a way for those folks to go back and complete their degrees, which, you know, if you're a 35-year-old working mom with two children, that's not the easiest thing in the world. So part of our challenge is realizing we're talking about a lot of non-traditional students as well.
Is the state offering any incentives, such as scholarships, to get more high school students into colleges?
We are. We're looking at that in terms of both more financial aid to make certain this is affordable, and then trying to think of a way of things we can address for that for the older student as well. Again, if you're, like I said, if you've been out of high school for 15 years, you're realizing you're stuck and you need to get a further degree, but there's you're trying to figure out how in the world you afford it in terms of the dollars, and you afford it in terms of the time, because your life is full already. So it's a tough challenge, but it's one we have to meet, because if we don't, like I said, those jobs are going to go somewhere else besides Tennessee, and there will be a lot of Tennesseans who won't have the employment that they want.
More information about the governor's Drive to 55 initiative is on the website drivetofifty5, and that's the number 55.org. Thank you, Governor Bill Haslam, for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having us on your show. We really appreciate it.